That's all your family, which includes you and your kids.
Need to approve the minutes from June 22nd. So moved. All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Department head report, reports. Parks Department.
Steve Beaman, Parks Department. The pool's been open for a total of 48 days. We were closed five full days. Four days we closed, probably about 4 o'clock, so seven. The weather's not been real cooperative. The days that we do have nice weather, the crowds have been 600 to 700, but it's giving those days. We've had about 13,000 total come through. That plays out about 295 a day, which is obviously a lot lower than we anticipated, but can't control the weather. Rentals have been really strong. We've got a total of 22, with another 16 before the end of the year of the season. August 2nd, which is a Sunday, and that will be through the week, and then we'll open on weekends until Labor Day. We just don't have the guards to do evening swims, and most of them are high school kids that are involved in sports and band and things like that. So it's been kind of impossible for us to try to save them through the weeknights. Tomorrow is our Heart in the Park. It's at Webster Square. We have one more of those. It'll be at Chicago Park, excuse me, at Four Lakes next Tuesday. And we have a cookout usually at the end of that. The Art in the Park, we're averaging about 25 to 30 kids each Tuesday, and that rotates through all the parks. The dog park, ourself, the pet park with Laura, and the county parks have been kind of working together the past couple of years. But the county parks has gotten a little bit more involved. The Hillcrest is the location that they're working on. The dog park is to see if there's any way that we can collaborate with them. It would just work out, I think, wonderful for all three of us to try and help. They're, I think, doing most of the funding, but we're trying to see if there's some things that we can do, like build benches and things like that, and more with the chipping and things. And she can talk about that the next time that she's up, but that's kind of on the horizon. There's no official date when that will open, but it's going through the county. We're just trying to assist in any way we can. I think it's a much needed thing for Knox County. If we all can kind of work together, that would be good. That's all I have.
Police Department.
Dusty Lincoln, Vincent's Police Department. We are upwards of 6,200 calls for the year. We are continuing our summer training. We recently did some more firearms training, and we have our field training officers in the middle of stops training, which teaches them about how to safely make traffic stops. And then, of course, they'll be working on training some of the younger guys as well on safely making traffic stops. Had a good 4th of July, and look forward to National Night Out coming up here August the 4th. I think we still have one meeting between then, but I'll go ahead and get that out there. That's one of our big planning events right now. So we are getting that up and going, and that's about all I have. Thanks.
We've been paying some curves, and the weather county pattern really doesn't allow much other than one right away and the railroad crossing.
Second Street, moving right along. We're on the second 25% of the roadway. Parents upgrade. Most of the storm sewer's done. I think we just have one more intersection, two more intersections, Seminary and then Hart, to install storm sewer. We've been working on concrete, driveways and sidewalks. We probably start the ADA ramps here in the next week or so. We're down to bus room as far as sidewalks. We had some a little bit past that, so continuing on that work. Subgrade and demo is all the way up to Seminary with one more block of demo to do on that side of the road. And then subgrade, you know, right along behind it. Ford Road Extension is moving along very quickly on the the days that we have, that we'll have rain, it's moving quickly. The embankment procedure is complete. We should have one more final compaction test, I think, tomorrow. They're doing pipe, there's some storm sewer putting in tomorrow, and subgrade on Friday. And the 2015 paving project is moving along. We got prairie paved today. We'll be putting a sewer on all of it the next 2 days. And curb ramps are continuing throughout the city. I think they're on 8th Street right now. And they'll be headed to 6th after that.
Okay, all business. Resident hall department signed at 514 B Boys. Is there a thought?
Mr. Mayor, I move that we remove that item from the agenda.
Second motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Move on to new business. First up is Clinton High School homecoming. Get permission.
Gentlemen, it's good to see you all again. Homecoming is, I guess, right around the corner. It's October 2nd this year. And we still plan this year on trying to put to sponsor the same event that we have in the past with renting a pavilion for Friday, October 2nd, and having street closures in the same fashion on First Street and Buston Street as we've done in the past. I believe I gave you a narrative that explained what we want to propose, basically the same thing as in the past. And I included a nice, pretty little photograph of the area where things would be. We would also seek the assistance from the city to have a dump truck provided to haul the trash off. And of course, the street department to put the barricades up like we've done in the past. And also, again, work with the city police department and the school officials who sponsor the parade to make sure that we've got a good, safe traffic situation around the parade lineup.
You got to be tall enough to say.
I know I've given a copy of this to Chief Lukin and Mayor, if you remember when we met last year and discussed how the parade lineup should go. There's a drawing in there that I think that depicts what we agreed upon last year, and there's some areas in there I think we need to continue to have more meetings to address that in the future. There's some areas we can improve on, especially by the disbanding of the parade. That's what we're looking at. As far as I know, that we'll have the same wonderful gathering that we've had in the past.
Do I think that maybe First Street or Second Street's not included? We'll probably want to go close first.
That was a question the committee asked me to find out, you know, what the status or the projected status of Second Street will be that first weekend in October.
It's a long ways off, but that'll be that half of the road will be closed, which means Second Street will be one way out. So we need something coming back in for First Street, unless we close it off at like Park or something like that and push everybody who wants to go downtown down to Third.
Once we look at that, and that gets closer.
Right.
Maybe it'll be
like the side they're working on now being complete, but everything will just be kind of reversed. The opposite lane will be
right around. And it could be open to two lanes of traffic by then. We just doing peripheral work. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what
it may not be an issue at all.
In our motion, we'll make it provisional that if it's accommodate last year's plan, and that's how we proceed. If not, then we'll work with the committee in the city to make some adjustments.
Obviously, the school will have a big concern about the status of Second Street. see it having a bigger disruption.
Sure.
On the parade lineup and the parade route.
Right.
Than the pavilion did.
Right.
It's something that we'll just have to continue to communicate and work with in the future.
Sure.
As things get closer, we'll learn more on that.
Okay. So we'll make the motion to approve the use of the pavilion and the closing of the streets for the homecoming as presented by Mr. Vermillion, with the stipulation that maybe some adjustments to the closing of the First Street pending the status of the Second Street project.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
We'll stay in contact.
I'll keep in touch.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Next is Valley Party Supply Summer Block.
I'm Liz Romani, manager of Valley Party Supply. Thank you for seeing me today. We are partnering with several local businesses to host the ultimate summer block party, and all benefits will go to helping Assyrians disaster response. This party is scheduled to happen July 18th. That's this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2. And we want to have a DJ in the street and inflatables in the street and a cookout, hot dogs, hamburgers,
hot candy,
snow cones, this sort of thing. Just to have a really good time for the community and also raise money for a good cause. And for two reasons, of course, we want to get your approval to close down the street Dubois between 4th and 5th like we do for Rib Fest. And I would like to request some traffic cones as well, because I don't have those. But just coming to you today to see if this would be okay.
So, Chief, you have any problems?
Green cones. Snow cones.
Bryce, yes.
In the back?
Okay.
Bryce, yes.
Traffic cones.
Okay. I wish you could be a little more cheery about this.
Well, everyone's invited.
So, that being said, we'll make a motion to approve the summer block party, Valley closing Dubois from 4th to 5th. You know what times?
The party will go from 10 to 2. We probably will start setting up by like 8 in the morning.
So let's go from 8 to 3. With that.
Perfect, yeah.
From 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock on July the 18th.
I'll second the motion.
Aye. Great.
Thanks. Thank you.
Adam, good cause.
Okay, next is curb cut request at 10 North 7th Street.
Ian Mizak, Mizak Palmer. We also got Steve Miller here with me tonight, Josh Palmer, and Alan Knapp from our office. We are requesting a curb cut. Steve Miller is the new owner of the Cincinnati Saloon at 10 North 2nd Street. And we're wanting to, we got approval last week from the Historic Review Board to take the Cincinnati Saloon and tear it down and replace it. Do you know those plans in front of you of what we're proposing?
Do we all want to know that?
Yes, yes.
Cool. Look at that. Just put some kid on a bicycle.
We're requesting is putting a new basically residential garage.
Another parking spot. The pocket park. Yeah.
For the building. And it will match and design to the existing building. So what we're requesting, there will be two garage doors. We're requesting a 36-foot curb cut along there. I know John's been out there and Phil's been out there and looked at it, and I don't know if they have any objections about him say that. There are some water meters in that area that we'll have to take care of. And we'll have to have
those people back out, back in. How the hell is that going to work?
I've had some small batch utilities and everything squared away pending your approval. Okay. And incorporated into the project.
Can you put a speakeasy in the back or something?
Yeah. It's up to Steve.
Just keep you on the character.
Yeah. Up the
out. No, it looks, yeah, the sod there looks really nice. That's good.
It's going to be nice improvement.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. We'll make a motion that we approve the curb cut in the area currently occupied by the Cincinnati Saloon, once it's demolished, to accommodate the building of a two-car garage.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, MC.
Thank you. Next is Heritage Trail Project.
I actually have two items on the, pertaining to this. One is a contract with RKW Corporation for inspection. We had a request for qualifications process per NDOT standards. Their analyzed score, RKW was the awarding contractor. And then that was approved by NDOT, and when I reviewed the contract, and we have a final contract price of $114. This is for inspection of the Heritage Trail Project, which is a requirement from NDOT. They have, you have to hire an outside company to review it, review the project and everything like that. So I have the contract that needs approval, and I have another item here.
So this will take a lot of time. So we'll make a motion to approve the final contract amount for the Heritage Trail inspection contract with RKW in the amount of $114,013.11.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
And the second item is, it's called a project representative designation letter. It's basically a letter signed by Board of Works to NDOT saying that we are designating RKW as project for people responsible for the project. So I have that letter here that needs carried and signed by the three of you.
So that, we don't need a motion, we just need that.
I think in that,
in a motion, Dave said we need.
In the NDOT procedure says it needs to be adopted by Board of Works.
So this is the letter to
NDOT.
Oh, it's a letter, okay. So we're gonna make a motion to approve a letter from the board to NDOT indicating that RKW is designated as the full-time resident project representative of the construction of project number 030045.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, next is ECBD sidewalk sales and banner.
Hi, I'm a member of the Vincent Center Business District, and we're having our annual sidewalk sales downtown Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, July 30th, 31st, and August 1st. And we are requesting to have Main Street blocked from 4th Street to 2nd Street on July 30th and 31st from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. We would take all the banners on Thursday night and do that.
And you also have a banner?
Yes, and then we also have two banners that we are requesting the street department to put up. One on 2nd Street and then one on College Avenue on between July 20th and August the 3rd.
And you already have that?
Yes, sir. And insurance too.
Okay, all right. So we're going to make a motion to approve the blockade of Main Street from 2nd to 4th on July 30th and 31st from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And also the hanging of street department banners for the on 2nd Street and College Avenue between July 20th and August 1st.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Next is hanging banner for Kiwanis Club.
Okay, I'm representing Vincent's Kiwanis Club, which is having their third annual run for Riley. This year, each year we've been moving it hopefully towards warmer weather. It's pretty frigid the first 2 years we did it. So this year the event is going to be on October 31st, which is Halloween. So we're going to be having a half marathon and a 1 mile fun walk. Basically, the walk will take place between Lincoln and Clark on that
property. So I'm actually here tonight to ask for a request to hang our banner on Hart Street from Monday, September 21st through Sunday, October 4th, and on Washington Avenue from August 10th through Sunday, August 23rd. And I've secured those dates with Mr. Abelette. And then Chief, we'll get with you closer to the event about some police assistance there at the Lincoln parking lot. Most of the run, the half marathon will take place on county roads out past Lincoln High School, same route that we used last year.
Okay, I make a motion to approve hanging the banners on Washington Avenue from August the 10th through Sunday, August the 23rd. And then hanging the banner on Hart Street, Monday, October 21st through Sunday, October 4th.
And we'll get the insurance to you.
I will second. All in favor?
Aye. Great, thank you.
Next is Mills Lake Weather at the Riverfront Pavilion. It's a meal. I will skip one for the half.
Unless, I thought maybe she had cold feet or something.
I think she's in Florida and had car trouble and broke down and had to have car towed. And she is between the doors. But that's the reason she's not here. But I think we have everything.
Yes, except insurance. She's got some time yet. It's not till August 16th.
So this is for August the 5th and, it's in 2016. Okay, I think that's what it's. Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve the rental agreement as presented by the mayor for the Neil Smith wedding on August 5th and 6th.
I second the motion.
2016.
All in favor?
Aye.
Second Street will not be a concern.
Okay, resident on the parking sign at 212 Perry Street, Stephen Meadows.
I'm requesting a resident-only parking sign at 212 Perry. I'm the only house on the block that is occupied, and I have constant problems with neighbors from or visitors from other buildings coming in parking directly in front of my house. There's quite a bit of space back from my house that they can park, but there's constant parking in front of my house.
Is any of this problem caused by the Second Street project?
It could be a little worse due to that, but it's hard to say. It might improve some once the parking gets back.
So how long have you been at this residence?
I've been here since December.
Okay.
It's gotten worse since the Second Street project started. Because I know what are your walks taking up with that project?
Yeah.
Maybe as much as half.
And the parking has to go through your way, I think.
I'm the parking manager at 415 North Second, and I've already let my residents know that they are not allowed to park in front of my house. Mm-hmm. So they're not one of the issues. And the building on the corner, they have parking off street. So I think it's their visitors that are coming to that building on the corner. But it's hard to say.
That's what I was wondering too. Yeah. So Bryce, could it be possible for us to put a temporary,
at least till construction?
Till construction gets done, and then we can kind of reassess it, or would that be okay?
Otherwise, it's going to put it on
the right. And then some of it may very well be what we're doing. So, okay. I'll make a motion that we request that the street department put up a temporary resident-only parking at 212 Perry Street in lieu of the Second Street construction project.
I'll second the motion.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Sure. Okay, next is health insurance.
PFTA.
Actually, what we've got is our renewal of our health insurance for city employees. Same thing as last year. Same thing. The new motion for us. motion to take this contract to the state.
We got other bidders or?
Yeah, it's access through the Fifth Seven, and they put it out to all the different insurance companies, Sidehold, Healthcare, Anthem, all the different ones. And they came in with a pretty set price of acquisition.
Okay, is there an amount that we need to include in the motion?
Just look at last year's minutes, it's the same.
You were saying that they called for the motion to keep the contract the same as last year?
Yeah, the numbers are.
So, okay, so we'll make a motion that the employee health insurance remain in the same contracted amount as last year.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
And then I have one other thing I'm going to bring up.
Okay, he says with a smile.
With Second Street project, it's going to interfere with the Watermelon Festival setting up. They do the blow-ups and.
Right.
Are you requesting, since they cannot set them on Main Street because it has to stay open to traffic?
Right.
If they can use them on one.
Oh. I don't see a problem. That's going to be that rough on the grass or anything. So you need to have a formal motion?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll make a motion that the, that's the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
The Chamber of Commerce be allowed to put the inflatables on the Gimbel property in lieu of the Second Street project for the Watermelon Festival. They probably have insurance anyway.
We have that on file all the time.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
One more miscellaneous, Mayor. Salvation Army.
Yeah. I thought you were going to put Howard say something.
Sure, go ahead.
He's Mr. Lanius.
Mr. Lanius.
Sorry, I apologize.
No.
Being in the business of emergencies, you would think we would be able to handle it when it hits our own. But we had an emergency last week and the email did not get sent. The Salvation Army Advisory Board has come up with a plan to do a sweatin' Santa, because everyone thinks Salvation Army is just Christmas. So we are doing a Sweatin' Santa 5K on August 29th. And I'm not a runner, so I just said, let's go to the park and run in circles. And they said, no, they want to run around the community. And we are right there at Second of Minneapolis, so we kind of clocked a distance from our building, starting there, down through BU, back around and back up to our building. And I've already spoken with the police chief of BU, and he was okay because it is a holiday weekend. So he said the students will not even be in, so we could even use the parking lot if necessary. He said, I just have to bring whatever I need from you guys to him, saying that it's approvable. I do have a map and everything, which was supposed to be emailed to you. I'm very sorry.
Okay, that's all right. The 5Ks is our most important business.
Yeah, and this one.
Hanging banners.
And this one, we want people to dress up like Santa and elves and run around.
You really want them to dress up like Santa?
I do. Wow. Not like they did in Chicago where they wore red Speedos. We don't want to go there.
you wear shorts, all right?
Yes,
red shorts.
Yes, and jingle bells and everything. Everything Christmas in the end of August.
Okay. So you're going to be running through the campus, but you're also going to be running on some city streets.
It's basically leaving our building, going up First Street all the way down to the ends.
Okay.
And then down around BU, back down Oliphant. I think this one's
kind of similar to that Fireman's Run, Dusty. Have you looked at this?
I just looked at it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the majority is in Vincent University, but
It's kind of similar.
We wanted to do Second, but we figured it's way too busy to close Second Street now.
Oh, yeah.
The only business we found that would be attributed is the hair salon directly across from us, so we figured we'd start down the block a little further.
Sure.
So they can still stay open.
All right. Okay. What was the date again?
August 29th.
August 29th.
And I invite any of you to come run and Santa outfits and elf outfits.
And what time?
It is starting at 8 in the morning.
8 in the morning. Okay. So basically, you'll be done before noon.
Oh, yeah. Well, not if I was running, but those runners, yes, they will be done by noon.
Okay.
And I have a copy of the insurance policy of any Army events are covered.
Okay, we're going to make a motion to approve the use of city streets and in conjunction with Vincent University, part of the route for the Sweating Santa on August 29th from approximately 8 to 12 for the Salvation Army.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you for letting me come in.
I'm a tree.
I'd like to see you guys there.
I'll take this.
That might be possible. And now we have that.